Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be at on this wondrous planet of ours. This is another episode of Inspired Living with Mark and Kim on Om Times, the voice of consciousness. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, and if you are ready to explore and discover your own spiritual journey or go prospecting with meditation, mediumship, metaphysics, and psychic sciences, or just plain mindfulness, or you just want to get back to health and a joyful lifestyle or get out into nature, let's do it together. Go to marklanehart.com or do an internet search for the intuitive prospector. I would love to work with you and help you discover your own spiritual gold. I'm here in Seattle, Washington today. Today is Wednesday, November 16th, and we're going to have a very exciting guest on. She's returning. This will be the first time on Inspired Living Radio for our guest, but she was on our old radio show back in the day about 2 years ago, so we wanted to bring her back today, celebrate her new Oracle deck cards that are out to the public. But before we bring her on, just want to give a big Inspired Living Radio shout-out to my co-host, Kim Thalken, who is under the weather today. Kim, we are sending you lots of love, healing, and, of course, chicken noodle soup. You can find more about the work Kim is doing in her spiritual practice at lovefirst.info. You can also find Kim's work, or if you want to do a reading with her in psychic sciences, hypnotherapy, mediumship. She's an up-and-coming medium as well. You can find her at Best American Psychics or Best Psychic Directory, and she will be soon be on working from both coasts. She's going to be heading out here to Richmond, Virginia, with her new home in Richmond, and then also be keeping her office in the Encino, California area. So if you want to work with Kim, just head over to lovefirst.info, and we hope to have her back on next week's show. Wanted to get to our Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for the month of November, and that is, I acknowledge all the things I'm doing well. If you can say that throughout the day a few times, make it your mantra, make it your positive affirmation, helps with your mindset, and it also empowers you. I acknowledge all the things I'm doing well, and that is our Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for the month of November. Again, we have a monthly contest. We have a contest that's going on. If you want to get on our Facebook page or any of our social media pages, you can find the show page at Inspired Living Radio on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram under the header Inspired For Us. That's the number four. And we're also over on Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. We're doing a contest every month where if you are sharing Inspired Living articles, you're posting to the page, you're sharing Inspired Living Radio with the hashtags of Inspired Living Radio, ILR, or Inspired For Us, you get entered into a contest at the end of the month, and we'll be giving away free Inspired Living Radio swag. That could be meditation CDs, a 15-minute reading with Kim or myself. Today, though, we're actually giving out for this month is going to be a free Oracle deck from our special guest who has so graciously offered to give that deck to one lucky caller today. So you're going to want to call in, guys. You're going to want to get in, and we're going to be opening the phone lines here very shortly. The number to call in is area code 202-570-7057. That's the number for Om Times. Chris will pick up the call. We'll need your first name, where you're calling from, and your if you have a question for our special guest or myself. If you want to catch any of the encore shows, if you're not listening to us live right now on the internet, anywhere in the world, using any device that you want, you can always catch the encore shows right after, about 24 hours after the live show, over on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Podbean, and all of our shows are also on Ohm Times Archives or my favorite episodes at markleanhart.com. So today's topic is Empowering the Soul with my good friend, medium and mentor, Shanna Lee Gibson from Canada. We're going to explore the intuitive self through her oracle cards that she has worked so hard to get created first and then designed and developed and now out for the public to enjoy, but connecting with your soul through guided meditations and using these cards to really just empower your intuitive self. A little bit more about Shanna Lee. She is from Canada, Vancouver, Canada. She's a spiritual evidential medium who has helped clients around the world from Canada to Pakistan. She's had the pleasure of working alongside world-renowned mediums Mavis Patilla and Tony Stockwell. They are both from England. Angela Dunlap and celebrity medium Mitchell Combs. Shanna has been featured in the Squamish Chef magazine, Archives of Cool, and as a Vancouverite of the Week online at Inside Vancouver magazine. The Global Mail, CTV, and Vitamin Daily mentioned her as the go-to psychic medium, and you can hear Shanna's work in the past episodes on Synchronicity Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about empowerment. We're going to be talking about her new Oracle deck, and if you guys want to call in, again, the number to call is 202-570-7057. Shanna's going to pick who the cards go to. This will be her choice, but ask a question. Use the actual power of the cards. You can find more about the work she's doing, the awesome work. She does awesome retreats. She also does a lot of workshops and mentoring, and if you want a mediumship reading, she's a very beautiful and gifted medium who I know has put in a lot of work to developing her spiritual path. But you can find more about her at shannaleegibson.ca, or you can email her at info@shannaleegibson.ca. So, Shanna Lee, welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Wow, thanks, Mark.
Just making sure you were there. How's your day going so far?
It's wonderful. I'm actually looking at the hummingbirds as they're flying around and
nice.
Playing, and it's fun.
So tell me a little bit about the work that went into creating this Oracle deck that we're going to be giving away. And again, guys, if you want to call into the live call-in lines, you can also post on the Facebook page. I'm monitoring both. That's Inspired Living Radio. You can post your question if you don't want to come live on the air. But tell us this this labor of love to get these 33 Oracle decks and how you came into just coming up with the deck.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of interesting. I was in Bali end of 2015, and I found myself really thinking about, you know, where I was at in my mediumship, and I work as a full-time medium here in Vancouver, and I felt myself getting a little burned out, and I felt like I needed to tune into my creativity and to do something, you know. And a lot of mediums are told to write a book, or we feel connected to writing a book. And I was a little daunted by that prospect at that point. I felt like I should do something kind of fun and something really enjoyable, and just that would provoke, you know, this imagination and this inspiration from the soul. And I thought, what better than, you know, to do something that was colorful. And so I was sort of coming up with all these ideas, but nothing was really happening. And I'd always wondered how inspiration can sort of hit certain people throughout history. You know, we've heard about people who have had these huge epiphanies and discovered, you know, these amazing inventions, and it's like a light bulb just goes on in their mind. And I was hoping for something like that to happen, but, you know, nothing was really sort of happening. And so I just enjoyed my vacation and came back to myself and got back into balance. And then one morning I woke up in early January and I suddenly had like a download of information, and I just literally got a piece of paper and started writing down everything I was receiving. So it was like all of a sudden, all of these Oracle card names and the essence of them and the meanings and everything came through my mind, and I said, okay, this is really cool. You know, I didn't think anything like this would happen. So I just put it all down, and then I happened to call a friend who is a well-known artist, and she works with artists around the world, and I just said to her, like, I've had this idea. What would you recommend that I do? And she just said to me, just go with it. Write everything down. Get down what you're visualizing, you know. And so she just told me to be really open to the process and write it all down. And through a series of synchronicities, I actually found the designer online in Australia, and we just clicked right off the bat. And I sent an idea for the first card, and it was sort of a contest, so a number of people were entering. And she came in with what is known now as the spirit card. And that was her first, the first card that she did, but that was also, you know, sort of like, here's my input, here's what I am interpreting, you know, your words as. And there it was. And I was like, wow. She's it. So we spent a year and completed the art actually in just the beginning of October this year. We finalized the art and sent it off to the printers. So, you know, it was just sort of one thing after another. And it was exciting to have something, you know, come off of the ground that was originally in my head. And then the second thing is I actually thought, you know, why am I going to do this for kids? But that was how it came in. It came in that I needed to do something for the children. It's for the teens, for the preteens, you know, for the teenage soul, that I needed to address that, you know, demographic. And that was surprising for me. And I was a little frustrated that that's what Spirit wanted me to do, because I have a large adult base of clients who I sure, you know, I sure, knew sure. They would love the card, but I had to follow it.
All right. Well, hey, there's a cue for our first break. We're going to go to break here for 2 minutes, but when we come back, let's get into the more details about this beautiful deck, Empowering the Teenage Soul, with our special guest today, Shanna Lee Gibson from Canada. Stick around, everybody. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times. We have our very special guest calling in live from Canada, Shannon Lee Gibson. We are talking all episode of Empowering the Teenage Soul, her new 33-card Oracle deck. And I can tell you guys, you'll definitely want to go out and get this deck to work with. I have a copy of it right here on my desk, and the artwork is beautiful. The messages are beautiful. Shannon Lee, I'm just curious why the eagle on the front. Does that actually have specific meaning to you in your creative design of the deck?
You know what? I didn't know what the front of the deck was going to look like. So her and I sort of played with a couple different options, and it just fit right, you know. But it's it's perfect because when I first started on my path and I was learning about spirit guides, you know, I was asking, you know, who's my guide? Who's my guide? Do I have a guide? You know, if you're there, what's your name? And, you know, I had three very strong, clear signs that were completely on par, and, you know, you could not argue them. And it was that my guide, you know, was connected with the eagle. So I think it turned out perfect, but I can't say that I planned it consciously.
Well, sometimes you just got to trust and go with what spirit will put together for you. And like I said, the deck
That's
is
right.
beautiful. You know, the eagle on the front to soar high, whatever the eagle means for our listeners out there. And just want to give a big shout out to any of the inspired listeners out there listening to us live right now. I've got a couple comments from England and Canada. I want to give a shout out to the Soul Tribe up in Canada that might be listening in. Thanks so much for just being a part of the show. And this Oracle deck, we're going to do a little bit of meditation, and Shannon Lee's going to walk us through some of the cards. And again, if you want to call in, the number to call in is area code 202-570-7057. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone line, so Chris will be taking your call. Again, where you're from, your name, and what question you would have for Shannon Lee or myself. And if we want to use the cards, we're kind of just improvising right now, aren't we? Just kind of seeing where seeing where spirit takes us. So I opened the book. I've got the book in front of me. And, again, it's a set of 33 Oracle cards, and it's created for the teenagers, which I think this was, like you were saying before we went to break, it's not what you envisioned as far as the cards targeting the teenagers as far as their path, but because we work a lot with adults, not so much teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
But the deck is suitable for all ages. Again, it's very beautifully illustrated. It's very uplifting, and I love that the cards provide guidance for your everyday situations. What I love most about this for you, Shannon Lee, is congratulations on taking something out of your mind and bringing it into your reality. I always tell people you have the power and capability to do whatever you put your mind to, and things are born twice, once in your mind and then into your reality. So congratulations on bringing this out and literally putting it into my hand, into my physical reality.
Oh, you're welcome. And I really like that. I like that, born twice. That's very cool.
Yeah, just because if it sticks in your head and you don't do anything with it, you know, whether it's a fear of failure, I can't do it. And that's why I opened up the show with Henry Ford's quote of whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. And the power of thought, you know, changes lives. But if it just stays in your head, it's just a daydream. And, you know, getting it out of your head and bringing it into your reality to physically put it in the hands of people around the world, that's power. And that's the work of spirit doing some amazing things. And I know that you've been on this journey for years now, and you're just doing awesome work up there in the Vancouver, Canada area.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that Oracle cards are a wonderful way for us to take what's in our head and see it placed before us. You know, so even those who lack the confidence to trust their intuitive impressions, because it just comes through practice and experience, you know, and usually it's important to have some sort of a guide, a physical guide, you know, not just a spirit guide, but actually a physical teacher who can actually say, here's how you understand your impressions and here's how you access them. So Oracle cards are a way to connect into you know, the unconscious and also the superconscious, you know, the spiritual mind that is always seeking to give us solutions and answers to these seemingly impossible situations, you know. So to be inspired and to have our imagination wake up, you know, through the use of the cards, and then to choose a sentence that we feel speaks to us, then, you know, we're actually opening up spiritually as we're working with the cards, as long as we are not attached to a specific outcome.
Yeah, that's very important. So for our listeners out there that might not know what an oracle deck is, or not, you know, this might be the first time that they've actually heard about an oracle deck. Do you want to go in a little bit more detail about what an oracle deck is and how to use the deck?
Yeah, so an oracle deck is a tool for divination, and divination is an ability to see and to feel and to hear, you know, that which is not physical. So it's through the spirit, through the soul, through the intuition, through that inner knowing, that part of you that knows, but you don't know why you know. So the oracle is like, you know, in a sense, the oracle used to be the crystal ball, you know, and you'd go to the old gypsy wagon and she would be sitting there and she would have the crystal ball and she would say, I see, you know, a tall, dark and handsome man, or I see you going here and there. And there were obviously some oracles who were absolutely excellent and coming from many generations of mediums or spirit workers, you know. And so I believe that what happened was, other than the tarot, the Rider-Waite deck, which has been around for eons, you know, the oracle cards sort of coming into being were a way, again, to access the subconscious and superconscious images. So in essence, we're putting an image to a feeling. So you might say, I have this question and I have this feeling, but I don't understand how to put my feeling into words, or I don't understand how to think about the situation because I only know I feel angst. And it, as you're sort of moving with this feeling and you're shuffling the cards, a card might pop out, or you might pull a card that exactly shows you what it is that you're feeling. And so you then become clearer. Oh, the next time I get that feeling, I know I'm struggling with self-doubt. Or
yeah,
whatever
that's
it is
really
that
good,
come up. Yeah.
Yeah, and visually seeing it, because we're such a our species is such an analytical, we always want to know why, or you know what, you know, what's going on with this, and try to break it down and get an understanding of it. So the cards really just act as a tool to help you understand what's going on in the world around you, how you might be feeling, and put a visual aspect to that. But it would be fair to say that they're just tools, right? You and I have been working on meditation and mediumship for years now, and a lot of that is using the tools, but also understanding your own perception and how your perception of things might influence your decisions, building your database of information, and that's how the cards can help you build that database of information, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And in the same way that in the beginning of our spiritual path, or at a certain stage on our spiritual path, we look to books, we look to teachers, we look to cards, oracle cards, tarot cards. And we may even find we come back again to one of these aspects even later in our spiritual development, because it's something that we feel we need at that moment. But it is an evolution of the soul. So, you know, we at some point will say, I don't need any more books. You know, I don't need any more teachers other than, you know, life being my teacher and learning from every situation and every person that comes on my path.
Yeah, that's a great point, because life does, you know, the life experiences, it really does start to teach us. We can, you know, collect all of that knowledge, and only so much of that knowledge before it starts to lead us to that wisdom and experiencing what, you know, beauty life has for us. I know for my journey, when I started, I was actually given my first deck from John Holland when I was at Omega in 2012, and that was my first understanding. I didn't know what the tarot was. I didn't know what oracle decks were, but I was searching. I was prospecting for my own spiritual path. So for all the listeners out there, if you don't know where to turn, you're just starting out on your spiritual path, or you're currently on your spiritual path, or you want to go deeper with your spiritual journey and path, books, cards, mentors, daily practice of doing this stuff, guys, really helps in you connecting to your higher self and the spirit that is around us and within. And again, these cards are awesome. If you want to get the cards, head over to ChannelleeGibson.ca, and you can have the cards there. Are they going to be anywhere else besides your website, Channelle?
Well, they're in a number of stores in Vancouver and surrounding areas. And I have yet, because, of course, the cards just came in October and I've had to sort of check off my list, I have yet to approach stores in the U.S. and, you know, different places in the world. So that will be something that I will look at doing in the new year as well.
Awesome. Yeah. So that would make sense for 2017, because that's also the year of the one, which is also about building new things and foundations and creating new with the energy of, you know, numerology and the power of the one. So that makes perfect sense. So locally and online, and they can just email you if they want to pick up the deck, and you can ship it out to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a list of the stores that the deck is available at on the page as well. So all of that's on the website.
Perfect. Yeah. Again, if you want to check out the cards or check out the work Channelle is doing, that's ChannelleeGibson.ca. And I believe that's, is that for Canada? Is that what the CA is for?
Yeah, I think so. I have .com as well, yeah. But .ca is my predominant site.
Okay, .ca. So they could still get to the site through .com then. That might just be a,
yes, I believe
that might
be so,
an
yes,
American
be
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
All right. Well, we're going to be coming up with our second break. When we come back, Channelle and I were talking. I think it'd be fun to, you know, maybe use the cards. If you want to call in, you can call in right now, 202-570-7057. We're taking your live calls. You can ask a question, win the free deck. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call or a post on the Facebook page. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Stick around.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Protect your family from fire. Make sure your home has smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside your sleeping areas, and on every level of your home, even your basement. For games and activities, go to sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Our very special guest, Shanna Lee Gibson from Vancouver, Canada, talking about her new 33-card Oracle deck, Empowering the Teenage Soul. Beautiful card deck. Hope that you guys will give us a call or post on the Facebook page. You have a chance right now, guys, to win this deck. So if you want to call us, call in at 202-570-7057 or post your question over on our Facebook page. Our Inspired Living community is growing by the week. We are up to, oh my goodness, almost 830 Inspired listeners worldwide. So thank you so much for being a part of this journey and being an Inspired listener. And again, your opportunity to win this beautiful Oracle deck from Shanna Lee. And I'm just kind of looking through the guidebook. It comes with a nice guidebook that breaks down the card, exactly what's going on. And we've got all sorts of different categories in the cards. We've got, you said the first card when you were building this, Shanna Lee, it was the spirit card. That was the very first card of this creation. That's what kind of generated that.
Yes, that's right.
And is the 33 based on numerology as a master number? Is that why there's 33 cards? Just wondering.
You know what? I like the number 33. And I promised myself that I would do what I felt was right. So by the time I got to the 33, I felt like I was done. And so that's why I ended up there.
Okay. All right. Well, you know that in numerology, 33 is a master number, right?
Yes, absolutely. 33 is a powerful number. So it's cool, you know, that I ended up. Yeah.
I think that's awesome. And again, you know, it's the 33 in numerology, because I love the study of numbers. So I was just curious if it was just a synchronistic event that's where you were guided to go, or if you actually had put intent on making that a 33 number. For those of you that don't know numerology that's listening today, it's a master number, also known as 33-6. It's the you never break down master numbers of 11, 22, or 33. And so 3 plus 3 is 6. So we call it the 33-6, or the cosmic parent, which is really the cards would tie into the energy of, you know, being the cosmic parents of the world, raising the vibration of humanity through the cards, you know, compassion, caringness, and especially in this day and age with everything that's going on in the world. And there's a lot going on in the world, especially here if you're in America, in the United States. We've had a lot of changes and a lot of people at different ends of the spectrum, and we're really trying to just bring together unity and love and moving forward in direction. So I thought it'd be fun to use the cards. Again, if you want to call in, area code 202-570-7057. We'd love to take your questions or have Shanna Lee work the magic of the Oracle deck or the cosmic parent in numerology and tap into that higher vibration. I was just looking at the spirit card and just reading a little bit about it. And like I said, every deck that I work with has been given to me. My first deck was from John Holland. Another deck was given me by Dr. Stephen Farmer on animal totems. I received a shamanic deck from a colleague in England. And then I got this beautiful deck from Shanna Lee. So I work with all the decks, and they're great tools to help you on your journey. You know, you can use them daily. I do when you're working with clients. Have you been incorporating the deck into your work with the adults as well, or just strictly to just working with teenagers?
No, I've definitely been incorporating the cards with adults, and I have a lot of adult clients have actually bought the cards as well. I think that, you know, when we're looking at changing thought patterns and we're looking at doing a level of spiritual work where we really want to go deeper and we want to transform, you know, we want to break out of the old and we really do want that inner freedom and that, you know, higher sense of ourselves. Pulling a card, you know, with the intention of receiving the guidance for the day, for the week, for the month, you know, as to what your higher self, your guardian angels, your spirit guides, what the energy of God, you know, whatever that is, the cosmic parent. If you're saying, you know, speak to me in this way, then of course, spirit will happily use any tools that we have in ways to communicate with us. So if we look at what's going on right now, you know, in the United States and around the world, the fear and the level of fear has risen. And we know that everyone has been in sort of a place of really thinking through the decisions that have been made and overthinking, you know, the decisions that have been made. Now, thinking is really important, and obviously we need to be tapped into the strength and the power of good thinking. But what can happen is we can take that to the nth degree, and we can end up in the monkey mind. So, you know, that's one of the cards in the deck, and I feel that that card speaks to where we're at right now. And this is really about, am I believing this thought? You know, is it true? Or by believing this thought, am I actually causing chaos within my own mind, you know, and within my relationships? And so if we can think about the microcosm and the macrocosm, meaning if we can think that what I think not only affects me and my loved ones, but also affects the people around me, my neighbors, you know, my fellow people that I don't even know. If we can kind of wrap our mind around the fact that this is important, how we're thinking and bringing our attention into our heart, you know, then we might look at monkey mind as a card that we pulled and say, okay, I need to get a handle on my thoughts. And if that's the only thing that the person does for that whole month or that year, if that's the theme, then they will grow spiritually within the mental body, and their mental body will become more flexible. They'll be open to new spiritual thoughts. Like, it is such a deep process that we start with an oracle card, but it takes us down this rabbit hole of enlightenment, you know, which is where we're all moving in that direction.
Yeah, so for our listeners out there, the card, it literally shows two aspects. It's literally called the monkey mind card, and it shows one monkey kind of just being looking down, pondering, and very calm, cool, and collective. And then right behind it, you've got, it looks like orangutan that's just going completely ape, no pun intended. But it's literally just out of control. So it shows the variation of what the monkey mind can do. I like to say the drunken monkey mind, because it's like a bunch of drunken monkeys running around in your head and trying to, you know, get control. If I don't even know if control is a good word, because that's such of the ego, but just be the observer of what your thoughts are and the power of your thoughts. But it's a great card. It's a funny card. We do have a question that has come in, Channel Lisa. I want to make sure we get that. Again, if you guys want to call in right now, we are taking the live calls. If we don't get any calls, we're going to go right into a meditation. So the phone lines are open. You can call into 202-570-7057. You can also post your question on our Facebook page, which I'm keeping an eye on. That's Inspired Living Radio. Just ask to join to be a member. We'll approve you right away, and you can ask your question. And it's live interaction with the show. It's a great way to get involved. So the question has come in from Karen in Canada. She says, the number I see often is 11, but my life number is 9. I'm wondering what card 11 and 9 is in Shanna's deck.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so let me see here.
Yeah, because the cards don't actually have numbers on them, but that I'm not seeing. But maybe, you know, based on the guidebook would be based on how
yep.
the cards would be laid out on a number sequence. So,
basically, because we started on the cards start on the 15th page. Okay, I will just start from the beginning, and if I go to the 9th card, then if I'm correct, that's the Guardian Angel card. Yep, that's the Guardian Angel card. And then the 11th card is the Healing Tools card. So, Karen, first off, the Guardian Angel would be very important, you know, and being that it connects around the 9, and Mark, you can speak more to the numerology. But for me, the 9, you know, with that vibration, it's like no matter what you go through in life, and what endings you seem to be having, and how you're always seeming to have to clear things up, you know, organize your life, start again, you know, looking for that purpose within your life and where to begin. You've got that presence of the Guardian Angel with you, and they've got their love and that support from your angels. So that's something where you can say, you know, I have to take time to connect with my guardian angels by, you know, looking for the good in life and also taking time outside and walking in nature, you know. That ties into the healing tools, which would be the 11, which is in regards to actually using your mind to create a positive power symbol. You know, it also has to do with working with any of the tools such as aromatherapy, working with herbs, working with crystals, gemstones, smudge, you know, so it has to do with always using the power of ceremony and awakening the mind through visualization, you know, so that you can create for yourself that happy space in your mind where you're able to tune in and to trust your impressions. Because it's not that you are not receiving any, but it's just that your mind might at times feel like it needs a boost, you know, to get those impressions coming in clearer, more powerful. And so that's how you would work with that energy. And that will be important for you, or you'll fall into a bit of a lull.
And I think you used a very powerful word there, Shanali, trust. Trust what you get without trying to analyze and overthink what you're getting. When I'm being mentored by some of my spiritual teachers, that seems to be a very big foundation of doing this work and trusting what you receive without overanalyzing. So I think that's a very important word. Just to add to what you're saying from a numerology standpoint for you, Karen, the 9, we're in a 9 year. 2016 is the year of the 9, which means we're about to complete this 9 year cycle. In 2017, we start with new energy, which is a year of the 1, which is all about building new things, laying a foundation like you would in the house. Like you're getting ready to build a house, you're going to lay a strong foundation down. So if you're seeing the 11, a lot of times what that means is that's a master number that's popping up. It's also the number of the angels, which I believe synchronistically ties into what Shanali was just talking about with the cards, mm-hmm. but it's also the being the inspirational. The 11 is about being the inspirational teacher. So if you keep seeing that 11 come up, that means that you're supposed to be being an inspirational teacher and helping and helping others, being in service to others, but also exploring your gifts and expanding those gifts that we all have. Shanali and I are no different from anybody else. We've just worked really hard to develop these gifts. So when we come back, I'll finish that thought on the 9 for you, Karen, but thank you so much for your question. Again, if you want to call in, area code 202-570-7057. We'll be back for the last section of Inspired Living Radio. Stick around.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hey, welcome back, Inspired listeners. This is the last section of our show. This show goes by so darn quick. We're with our special guest, Shanalee Gibson from Vancouver, Canada, talking about her beautiful new 33-card Oracle deck that is now released out to the public. You want to snatch this deck up. It's a great deck to work with. You can find out more about this at shanaleegibson.ca or shanaleegibson.com. Head over to her site, pick up this deck. You'll love it. We were talking right before break. We had a question from one of our Inspired listeners, Karen, up in Canada, and we were talking. She sees 11 a lot, and also her life path number is 9. So, Karen, if you see 11 pop up synchronistically, because Spirit does work with us through signs, symbols, synchronicities, that's why I love numbers so much. But if you see the 11 pop up, that's their way of saying that you need to be working on being an inspirational teacher, inspiring others, inspiring yourself, and moving forward. If you are a life path 9, I don't know if you've ever had numerology done. You must, because you know that you're a life path 9. Some people don't know what they are. But the life path 9 is also the compassionate humanitarian. So that's, you know, those that really fight for the underdog and, you know, really want to work to make the world a better place. So you can take on a lot of that energy. But also know, Karen, that the 9, as we finish off the last 2 months here in November and December, it's also about rest, completing cycles, and forgiveness is the big power energy of the 9, because as we start in 2017, everything starts anew. Everything starts fresh, and we'll go through another 9-year cycle until we're at this point again. But this is your year, Karen, so go out and enjoy it, live it, embrace it, and be that inspirational teacher and compassionate humanitarian that you are. Thank you so much for your question. Shanalee, we did get another question that did come in. The person was asking to remain anonymous, so I will honor that. They wanted to know we talked about trust. I was just talking about the word trust. How can you develop trust in working with this deck? How to trust the cards, when not to trust the cards? It's almost like they feel like it's almost like working with a Ouija board, if you want to just address that.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so first off, a Ouija board has a history of being used for calling up spirits. And when we talk about spirits, we're talking about anyone, any Tom, Dick, and Harry on the other side. So that's been around for a long time, and people have used it as fun. They've used it in a mischievous manner. And so we don't compare Oracle cards to a Ouija board, okay? Oracle cards are, again, simply a way for your subconscious mind to communicate a message to you. So if you think about dream analysis and you wake up from a dream and you have a feeling, you have a recollection, it's the same idea in that there are images, thoughts, and feelings that are being relayed through your mind, and the card simply puts a physical image to the feeling that you have. So your beliefs are going to dictate your experience. So if you believe that it is safe, which it is, that spirit would want you to be able to tune in to yourself and to the God source within you through being able to work with the cards, then right away you're giving yourself permission to receive inspiration, okay, which is through the soul from spirit, which is the God source, the cosmic parent, whatever it is that you call that energy for you. So first and foremost, I would suggest saying a prayer or setting an intention. So right away, you are putting your mind into that vibration of devotion. And so you can't go wrong when you're coming from a place of love, okay? And remember, you'll only be able to receive what you allow yourself to receive. So the chances are you'll look at the image, which is very positive, as are all the images, and you will read the message, which is empowering, and you'll be able to say, okay, I'm willing to learn from this message, or I'm willing to accept that, you know, this is a thought that I can play with. This is a thought that I can try on. So that's really all that's expected of you. We're not talking about predicting life events, okay? So this is where the Oracle cards are different. This is not about prediction. This is about opening you up to love that is within you and how the soul communicates through the mind and through the physical body. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I, you know, going back to the Ouija board, totally agree with that. The Ouija board, you know, knowing the history of it, you know, if you, and I would say that for the Inspired listeners, if you guys don't know something about it, go prospect and research and educate yourself on it. I always say to educate, explore, expand, and devolve in your spiritual journey. The Ouija board was actually a parlor game back at the turn of the century. It actually was no different than going to, you know, play pool or darts. People would sit and use this as a board game, and, you know, at one point, a lady got the bright idea of saying, I'm going to call up spirits. And that's where it turned to get a really, you know, some would look at it as a bad rap of working with spiritual energy. So completely different from the Oracle deck, the Ouija board is when, you know, calling to spirits. But again, also know the history of it is it actually started off as a parlor game in the parlors. So just somebody took the idea and ran with it. But thank you so much for that question. Awesome question. Got a couple questions come in. So thank you so much, you guys, for the questions on today's Empowering the Teenage Soul. So we've got a couple minutes, Shanna Lee. Do you want to do a meditation moving forward, or would you like to do a little bit of work with the cards? And you can do a reading for me, or you can just do it in general for the world for what's, you know, coming up in 2017. What do you feel called to do? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Live. Yeah, you know what? I was sort of thinking about this right before you asked that question, and we're on the same wavelength. I think what might be cool is if I see what cards come up for 2017, okay?
Okay.
And where we're focusing our energy collectively.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've got three cards here that have come up, and the first one is love. Okay, and the second one.
Oh, too bad Kim's not here. Kim would love that. Kim's all about love.
Oh, get better, Kim. The second card is about hurt feelings and dealing with our emotions and processing what it is that we're feeling, okay? And then the third card is spiritual allies, which is all about our pets, our, you know, the animals and the vibration of innocence, which is very much connected to the animal kingdom. So first off, if we look at love, what we have here on the card is a, you know, a boy and a girl here holding hands, and there's a vibration, there's a color as they hold hands in that connection. You know, there's that beautiful light. And it talks about friendship and the importance of cultivating and opening up to new people, you know, to new situations, to actually be that person that reaches their hand out to another person in friendship. So it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I would go to the spa, you know, with every single person I've met for the weekend, you know, but it means that I'm extending myself in friendship. I'm an ally, you know, even to those who might appear or in fact be difficult people. Okay. And when we're doing that, what happens is we're actually healing. We're healing our sense of self. We're healing, you know, our frustration about events in the world that we cannot control. And we're really tapping into that incredible sense of peace and opening up the aura to, you know, any possibilities, any positive feelings that are there for us that were originally being blocked or withheld, okay? Because when we get caught up in that energy of fear, we actually close right down. We begin to predict negativity. The cup is half empty, you know, and everything spirals downhill. So if we can remember that collectively we have this power to make and create massive change, so we need to, you know, focus our thoughts as best we can on that friendship and that love, and, you know, and then also allowing ourselves to just simply pet our cat, you know, allow our dog to love us, be comforted and help the animals who also are out there to teach us. So, you know, this is the vibration for 2017, and it seems so simple, but if we just worked on love and extending friendship and seeing one another as allies in a difficult world with under difficult circumstances that we all want to get through in one piece, then we'll actually be opening up, and more we'll find ourselves having these different types of spiritual teachers who will come in the form of animals, in the form of, you know, the bird kingdom, all different types of teachers who will come in many forms will be there to support us and also to help us to realize that we're innocent and that there is a divine purpose for everything we are experiencing.
Wow, how cool is that? What a beautiful message. Yeah, when you started off with the love card, I was like, yeah, Kim would have just loved to have been here. She would have just been overjoyed with that because her whole practice is based on love, love first. And the second card, say the second card again, hurt feelings.
Yeah, hurt feelings. That's right.
And then the third card
is the spiritual allies.
The spiritual allies. I love that. Yeah, and our animals. The animals are awesome because they do. They're very empathic. They take on a lot of our stuff. And there's been, you know, a lot of science behind how animals can really change our thoughts and our behavior and the health aspects. You think of a cat purring. They actually shows to actually reduce your heart rate. Just, you know, petting the cat or listening to a cat, you know, purr. I've done a couple animal workshops, and animals are awesome. So if you don't have an animal, go get a furry friend. They can make your life much better, and they take on a lot of our stuff. So we're wrapping up the show here. I can't believe how fast this has gone by. Again, if you want to get this awesome deck, Empowering the Teenage Soul, 33-card Oracle deck, head to shanaleegibson.ca or shanaleegibson.com. to pick up your deck. It's a fun deck to work with. Shanalee, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your beautiful work with us.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it. And for everybody out there, just remember, don't give up. Hold on to hope.
Yeah, don't give up. Don't give up. Our next week's guest is going to be Lisa Tanker, and she's going to be helping us with how to eat well during the holidays. Because next Thursday is Thanksgiving here in America, so special guest Lisa Tanker. You can also join me on Monday mornings for Facebook Live on Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark over on the Ohm Times Expert platform. Love to work with you. 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Come join me over there for a cup of coffee. All right, guys, until next week, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.